我们翻到以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9. We're going to read until verse 11.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上、地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things upon the earth.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In him also we have obtained an inheritance.Having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
第十五节
Verse 15.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
For this reason I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you, and your love for all the saints,
就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers.
求我们主耶稣基督的父神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the knowledge of him.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但今世的，连来世的也都超过。
Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们就读到这里，我们低头再有一些祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，今天你再一次把这些话赏给我们。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us these words again today.
我们要向你祷告说，求你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
We want to pray and ask, Lord, that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们能明白这些从天上来的启示。
So we can understand the revelation from above.
若不是你开我们的眼睛，
If you do not open our eyes,
我们就不会明白。
We cannot understand.
所以我们求你开我们的眼睛。
So we pray that you open our eyes.
我们仰望你，照明我们心中的眼睛。
We look to you, Lord, that you would enlighten the eyes of our heart.
叫我们能看见我们的恩召有何等的指望。
That we might see the hope of our calling.
也让我们看见你在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And that we might see the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints.
这些话都是太大的话。
These words are so great words.
是我们不能明白的。
Words that we cannot understand.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We ask for your mercy.
我们求你就在这个时候。
We ask that at this time.
对我们每一个人说话。
Speak to each and every one.
我们知道你若怜悯，我们就能看见。
We know that if you have mercy, we will see.
主啊，我们向你求，我们要看见。
We pray, Lord, that we want to see.
我们不仅仅希望头脑有一点的领会。
We don't just want to have head knowledge.
但是那样的领会也是何等的虚空。
That knowledge is so vain.
除非 你把这些话启示给我们。
Unless you reveal these words to us.
所以我们说主啊，我们都在这里。
So Lord, we say we are all here.
虽然我们是没有心的来，但是你要有心的遇见我们。
Even though we don't come with our hearts, but Lord, you want to meet us in our hearts.
所以我们仰望你。
So we look for you, Lord.
你不只给我们这些话。
Not only do you give us these words.
你也让我们能看见。
But let us see.
主啊，我们的祷告是我们要看见。
Our prayer, Lord, is that we want to see.
因着我们看见的缘故。
And when we see.
我们请你起来，快跑跟随。
We can get up and follow you quickly.
但愿我们看见今天晚上。
That tonight, Lord.
是你把怜悯再一次赏给我们的时候。
You would be merciful once again to us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank thee.
我们等候在你面前。
We wait before you.
我们仰望你对我们每一个人说话。
We look forward to you speaking to all of us.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这几天晚上都是交通到万物的结局与神旨意的奥秘。
These evenings we have been speaking on the end of all things and the mystery of God's will.
什么是神旨意的奥秘呢？
What is the mystery of God's will?
我想主的话是明明白白地告诉我们。
We see it very clearly in God's word.
这些话不是用预表来说的。
These words are not spoken through prophecy.
它不是一幅一幅的图画。
It's not just different pictures.
这些话乃是圣灵用很明明白白的字来告诉我们。
These words through the Spirit very clearly tell us.
所以我们读到以弗所第一章的时候，
So when we come to Ephesians 1,
特别是第一章和第三章，
Especially Ephesians 1 and 3,
圣灵是很清楚地告诉我们什么是神旨意的奥秘。
Very clearly, the scripture tells us what is the mystery of God's will.
我们昨天晚上已经看见，
Yesterday evening we saw.
他旨意的奥秘是什么呢？
What is the mystery of God's will?
就是要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
That in the fullness of time, in the heavens and the earth, all things will be summed up in one in Christ.
然后保罗没有停在那里。
And Paul did not end there.
他继续说了一些话。
He continued to speak.
那这些话就能够叫我们更深地明白旨意的奥秘里面所包括的一切。
And these words would better help us understand what is the substance of the mystery of God's will.
他在十一节就接着说，我们也在他里面得了基业。
In verse 11, he speaks, In him also we have obtained an inheritance.
这个基业我们翻得明白一点，就是我们所说的产业。
This inheritance, is our,
就是 inheritance.
Is our inheritance.
因为我们也在他的里面得着了产业。
Because in him we have obtained an inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，讲到我们的主怎样的要使天上地下一切所有的都在基督里面重归于一。
When we speak of the summing up of all things, heaven and earth in Christ,
然后保罗接着就告诉我们说，我们也在他的里面得了基业，得了产业。
Paul continues to say, in him we have also obtained an inheritance.
然后不止这样说，
Not only does he say this,
下面也告诉我们是原来圣灵就是我们得这些产业的凭据。
He continues to tell us that the Spirit is
the earnest pledge.
Is the pledge,
14, verse 14.
The Spirit is the pledge of our inheritance.
所以我们圣灵今天住在我们的里面。
So the Spirit lives in us today.
这个圣灵就是我们将来要得着这些产业的凭据。
And the Spirit is the pledge of our inheritance.
只等到神的产业被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
With a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of His glory.
现在我们不只看见我们有一个产业。
Not only do we see today we have an inheritance.
今天圣灵来了，不只让我们得基业的凭据。
And not only does the Spirit come to be our pledge of our inheritance.
而且保罗继续说，是一直等到神的产业被赎，使他的荣耀能够得着称赞。
But he continues to say that until the view of the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of His glory.
所以我们这里注意有两个思想。
There are two thoughts here.
一个是我们的产业。
One is our inheritance.
一个是神的产业。
The other is God's inheritance.
许多时候我们读圣经，我们只想到我们的产业。
Many times when we read the scripture, we think of our own inheritance.
我们蒙恩得救了。
We've been saved.
我们就得着了神所给我们的救恩。
And we have gained His salvation.
那个救恩和救恩所有的好处都是我们的产业。
Salvation and everything that comes with it is our inheritance.
我们蒙恩得救以后，我们有喜乐，我们有平安。
After we are saved, we are joyful, we are peaceful.
神自己就是我们的产业。
God is our inheritance.
什么地方，神在哪里，哪里就是天堂。
Where God is, that is where heaven is.
天堂所以是天堂，因为神在那里。
Heaven is heaven because God is there.
地狱所以是地狱，因为神不在那里。
Hell is hell because God is not there.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一蒙恩得救以后，我们虽然在地上，我们好像在天上一样。
So once we are saved, even though we are on earth, it's as if we are in heaven.
我们每一个人都能看见。
All of us can see.
都能够经历。
We can all experience.
我们所得的产业是何等的美好。
The inheritance we have obtained is so good.
所以我们蒙恩得救以后，我们第一个思想就是我们得了何等的产业。
So once we are saved, our first thought is what a great inheritance we have inherited.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们在地上有的人贫穷，有的人富足。
On earth there are poor and there are rich.
但是自从我们蒙恩得救以后，
but ever since we've been saved,
我们每一个人都是富翁。
All of us are millionaires.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们的产业是何等的丰富。
Because our inheritance is so abundant.
弟兄姊妹，不止如此。
Not only that.
你读旧约圣经的时候，
when you read the Old Testament,
你也看见旧约圣经里一再提起产业，产业，产业。
The Old Testament keeps mentioning inheritance, inheritance, inheritance.
非常有意思的。
Very interesting.
你如果把旧约里面的产业好好把它读过。
If you were to read the word inheritance in the Old Testament,
你就会发现旧约里面的产业有两个字。
You will notice that inheritance in the Old Testament, there are two words.
我想我不在这里讲希伯来原文，因为我们没不大懂得。
I'm not going to hear a lecture on the Hebrew word because we don't quite understand.
所以我只提醒弟兄姊妹。
But I just want to remind brothers and sisters.
当你读整本旧约的时候，
when you read the whole of the Old Testament,
希伯来文里面有两个字讲到产业。
There are two words in the Hebrew that speak on inheritance.
那其中一个字啊，
one word
特别告诉我们那个产业原来是个 gift， 是一个恩赐。
Says that this inheritance is a gift.
是白白给我们的。
It's a free gift.
你记不记得神是把迦南地白白的给了亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕的后裔？
You remember that God gave the land of Canaan to Abraham and his seed.
弟兄姊妹，亚伯拉罕什么事也没有做。
Abraham didn't do anything.
结果神就把产业给了他。
And then God gave him the inheritance.
我们知道这个迦南地就是牛奶与蜜之地。
We know that the land of Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey.
我们知道奶是动物的精华。
We know that milk is the essence of the animal kingdom.
蜜乃是植物的精华。
And honey is the essence of the plant kingdom.
所以把这两个东西加在一起。
So if you add both of these things together,
那就是代表生命的精华。
And then it becomes the essence of life.
那这样的一个迦南美地。
And this land of Canaan,
在旧约的时候，
in the Old Testament,
你知道神就赏给了亚伯拉罕，就给了亚伯拉罕。
And God gave it to Abraham.
那么我们读创世纪的时候，
and when we read Genesis,
我们还记得那个故事。
We remember that story.
那么弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
到底今天我们看整本的旧约，
when we read the whole Old Testament,
我们要问说圣灵有没有给我们一个思想。
We have to ask whether the Spirit gives us a thought.
能够把整个旧约的历史把它串起来。
That it can connect the whole history of the Old Testament.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
也许这条线一直连到新约。
That this line might even reach to the New Testament.
那么如果你从旧约一直到新约把这条线把它连起来的话，
And if you were to connect the string from the Old Testament to the New Testament,
那我们问一个问题，
We ask one question.
这个会不会就是保罗告诉我们的神旨意的奥秘？
Could this be what Paul mentions as the mystery of God's will?
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们读旧约的时候，
So when we read the Old Testament,
我们看见有一个字，那个字完全讲到那个产业乃是一个恩赐。
We see one word saying that inheritance is a gift.
那个字大概出现了273次。
And that word has appeared 273 times.
而其中的188次就是讲到迦南地。
And 188 times it speaks of Canaan.
所以在旧约里面，你每次读到产业，你几乎可以让它和迦南地画上等号。
So in the Old Testament, when you read on inheritance, you can put an equal sign to that to the land of Canaan.
如果以色列人是预表我们的话，
if the people of Israel typify us,
现在神把迦南给了以色列人。
Now God has given Canaan to the people of Israel.
现在就做了以色列人的产业。
And it has become the inheritance of the people of Israel.
如果我们把它翻成新约的话，
if we are to turn it, to use New Testament language,
这就是圣保罗告诉我们的，我们在他里面得做了产业。
This is what Paul says, that we have obtained an inheritance in him.
对于以色列人那块地是属地的。
That to the people of Israel, that land belongs to the earth.
对，是 earthly. 对我们的这块地乃是属天的一块地。
And our land is a heavenly land.
为什么这是属天的一块地？
Why is it a heavenly land?
因为你知道，在亚伯拉罕的时候，
Do you know at the time of Abraham?
那个时候全地已经被污秽了。
The whole earth has been polluted.
因为那个时候你看见虽然有70个国家，
Even though you see there were 70 nations,
但是他们联合起来，
They united.
他们建造了巴别塔，
And they created the Tower of Babel.
你看见说人的堕落，
And you see that man's fall.
不光是从创世纪第三章开始，是一直堕落，堕落到十一章。
It did not just begin with Genesis 3, but it continued until Genesis 11.
人的堕落是有三个步骤。
Man's fall has three stages.
创世纪第三章给我们看见人堕落到罪的里面。
Genesis 3 speaks of the falling of man into sin.
第六章
Chapter 6
给我们看见肉体。
Shows us the flesh.
到了第十一章
Chapter 11
给我们看见世界。
Talks about the world.
起头在亚当的身上。
In the beginning, in the life of Adam,
那个不过是一个人犯罪。
That was one man who sinned.
到了创世纪十一章的时候，
when we come to Genesis 11,
现在是全世界联合起来反抗我们的神。
The world united rebelled against God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在整个地都被污秽了。
Now the whole world is polluted.
因为你如果到巴比伦那一带的地方，
so when you come to Babylon,
你看见到处都是偶像。
You'll see full of idols.
你记得亚伯拉罕就是在加勒底的乌尔。
You remember that Abraham was at the Ur of the Chaldeans.
根据考古学家告诉我们，
According to archaeologists,
光在加勒底的乌尔，
Just in the Ur of Chaldeans,
他们能够找到2000多种的偶像。
They can find 2000 different types of idols.
我不是说2000个偶像，
I'm not saying 2000 idols.
我是说2000多种的偶像。
They're talking about 2000 different types of idols.
如果你家里卖东西的话，
If you're selling something at home,
你卖的种类如果超过200种的话，
If you sell 200 different types of things at home,
你大概就要用电脑来处理它了。
Man, maybe you have to sort it, you have to use a computer.
现在亚伯拉罕家里如果要做偶像的生意的话，
Now if the household of Abraham were to do business of idols,
那现在不是两百种，是两千种。
Now it's not 200 types, it's 2000 different types.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见全世界都被污秽了。
You see that the whole world was polluted.
现在神呼召亚伯拉罕，
Now God calls Abraham,
叫他从大河的那边就渡到大河的这一边来。
To cross from one side of the river to the other.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
稀奇得很。
Very amazing.
你知道啊，这个非常有趣的一件事情。
Very interesting thing.
因为他们这个巴比伦呢，他们拜偶像的缘故。
Because Babylon was full of idolatry.
所以神就审判那个地。
So God judged that land.
因着神审判那个地的缘故。
And because God judged that land.
结果慢慢慢慢的，你看见这个反而迦南地这块地方雨量反而多起来了。
And you could see that the amount of rain in Canaan started to increase.
我们知道现在啊，我们这个地球上。
We now know that on the earth today.
如果我们知道什么地方有雨，什么地方没有雨。
We know where there's rain, where there isn't rain.
大概这个地球北半球大概有两个地带是有雨的。
And we know that in the northern hemisphere there are two areas where there's rain.
一个靠近赤道一点，一个靠近北极一点，有靠近北方一点。
One is close to the equator, the other one is closer to the north pole.
那在这两个地带里面，常常是有雨的。
And in these areas, there are oftentimes rain.
但是呢，如果是冬天或者是春天的话，这个地带会挪动的。
But during the winter or the spring, these areas will move.
那么你知道，在世界上有的地方就是一滴雨也没，就是没有雨的。
And you know that in this world there are areas where there is no rain.
但有的地方就是有很多的雨。
But you know that there are areas where there are rain.
那我们常常有个印象。
Many times we have this impression.
我们觉得神当初呼召亚伯拉罕的时候。
We feel that originally when God called Abraham.
我们是用今天的眼光来看迦南美迦南地。
We use today's eyes to see the land of Canaan.
所以我们以为说神是让以色列让亚伯拉罕从一个很好的地方到一个很不好的地方。
So we see that Abraham went from somewhere very good to somewhere very bad.
但是考古学家告诉我们。
But archaeologists tell us.
特别他们研究大概就在圣经所记载亚伯拉罕那个时候。
And when they study the Bible.
那个时候的温度比现在温度要稍微高一点。
The temperature at that time was a little higher.
所以那个时候他们能够知道那个时候那个雨量的地方到底多应该在什么地方。
And they could calculate where the areas of rain were.
那么虽然那个这个加勒底的乌尔那一带本来我们知道伊甸园应该在那一带的。
We know that the Garden of Eden was around the area of the Ur of Chaldeans.
那因着人犯罪堕落背叛神的缘故。
But because of man's rebellion and sin.
所以神就审判那个地。
God judged that land.
那因着温度的缘故。
But because of the temperature.
很稀奇，很稀奇的地。
Very interesting.
你看见说，慢慢的那个地带就往南移了。
Slowly, that area of rain started to come to the south.
所以在那个时候，迦南反而成为最好的一块地。
So at that time, Canaan became the best land of that time.
结果神就呼召亚伯拉罕从大河的那一边就来到了大河的这一边。
So God called Abraham to cross from one side of the river to the other side.
不要忘记了。
Let us not forget.
那个时候那块地的确是流奶与蜜之地。
At that time, it was absolutely a land that flowed with milk and honey.
你知道有许多人用今天的眼光来看迦南地。
Many times today, we use our eyes of today to look at Canaan.
所以他们认为那个迦南不是一块美地。
And they thought that this Canaan was not a beautiful land.
他们觉得这个不过是一个属灵的一块地方。
They thought that it was just a spiritual land.
不，弟兄姊妹。
No.
在历史上。
In history.
当神当初带领亚伯拉罕过那个大河的时候。
When God brought Abraham across that river.
你知道我们的神的确是把最好最好的一块地给了亚伯拉罕。
Our God gave the best possible land to Abraham.
这块地在全世界被污染的地里面像一个天堂一样。
This piece of land, because of the pollution of the whole world, seemed like a heaven amongst the other lands.
它不是天上的天堂，它是地上的天堂。
It wasn't the heaven up in heaven, but it was a heaven here on earth.
如果亚伯拉罕他的后裔。
If Abraham and his seed,
他们真的跟随我们的神。
If they followed our Lord,
真的在万国中间做美好的见证。
And they were a testimony amongst the nations.
给他们看见说他们拜偶像是错的，宇宙中只有一位真神。
That idolatry was wrong and that there is only one God.
如果他们真的高举神的话。
If they really uplifted the word of God.
如果他们真的跟随他们的神。
If they really followed their God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这些人在哪里？哪里就是天堂。
Where these people are, that's where heaven is.
这里些人在哪里？
Where they are,
他们脚底下所踩那块地就像天堂一样。
Wherever the sole of their feet are tread, that is where heaven is.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
神给亚伯拉罕的呼召乃是属天的呼召。
The calling that God gave Abraham was a heavenly calling.
你知道许多时候我们也替以色列人叫屈啊。
Many times we were
叫委屈。叫委屈。
Many times we feel sorry for the people of Israel.
因为我们觉得以色列人今天得的那块地啊，又小又长，没有多少的地。
Because we feel that the people of Israel have a very small and narrow piece of land.
你知道神把那个所有的石油啊，都给了他的敌人。
And you know that all the oil and petroleum has they've been given to their enemies.
你知道我们在学校里面有几个教书的，我们在一起常基督徒常常在一起交通。
And at school, I have a lot of Christian colleagues that we fellowship a lot.
有一个教化学的弟兄。
And one brother who teaches.
他也很爱主的话。
And he loves God's word.
他说有一件事他就是不懂。
And he doesn't understand one thing.
他知道这石油在地里面怎么形成。
He knows what the process of petroleum.
这在地里面，在地里面形成。
And how the process is in the earth.
那地球这么大。
The earth is so big.
他说他就不懂为什么神专门拣选那个地方啊，就是给了以色列的敌人那块，通通是石油。
He does not understand why all the oil wells have been given to the Israel's enemies.
别的地方也有，但是那个地方特别丰富。
Other places you can find it, but they're especially abundant over there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们一直等到有一天你读圣经读到创世纪第十五章的时候,
until you read our Bible, until Genesis 15,
你才看见,
you will see,
原来神所应许给亚伯拉罕那块地,
God's promise of to Abraham of that land,
是从埃及河一直到幼发拉底河。
Is from the Egyptian River to the Euphrates River.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这一块的地,
this piece of land,
如果以色列向神忠心的话,
if the people of Israel are faithful to God,
这一块地是神给他们的一块地,
this land is the land that God gave them.
那你看见是最好的一块地,
and you see that it is the best piece of land.
你看见所有的石油都在你的脚底,
all of the oil, all the petroleum is under their feet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一直等到以色列人
Until the people of Israel sinned against our God.
结果你看见审判就临到了这块地。
Then you see that judgment came to this land.
最早的时候你看见两个人扛一挂葡萄的。
At the earliest times, you saw that two people would have to pick up the grapes.
但是今天一串的葡萄。
A whole cluster of grapes.
但是今天如果你再到耶路撒冷去的，你再到这个耶路撒冷或者到以色列去的话，
But today, if you go to Israel,
你就看不见那些。
You don't see that picture anymore.
一直到前不久，以色列才降春雨跟秋雨。
Former rain and latter rain. 才降春雨跟秋雨。 Former rain.
Only recently have the people of Israel experienced the former rain and lighter rain. Former rain and latter rain.
所以你看见说这个地的确是受过审判。
And you see that this land has suffered judgment.
那从前我读圣经不大懂，怎么忽然间就变成一块沙，就什么也没有了。
And before, when I studied the Bible, I could not understand this.
那现在因为我们知道气候。 温度跟这些的关系,
but because today we know that temperature has a lot to do with it.
所以你看见神就借着这些很容易他的审判的时候就临到他的百姓。
And through these things, the judgment has reached his people.
但是我们不要忘记,
but let us not forget,
神当初赐给亚伯拉罕那块迦南地的时候,
that originally when God gave Abraham that land,
的确是牛奶与蜜之地。
It was definitely a land that flowed with milk and honey.
但是我们觉得很有意思。
But we think it's very interesting.
这个产业一共有两个字。
This inheritance, there are two words.
一个字给我们看见，这些都是神赐给我们。
We see that one word says that God has given all of this to us.
如果迦南是预表基督和基督一切的丰富。
If Canaan is to typify Christ and all his riches.
我们已经在迦南。
We are already in Canaan.
我们脚已经踩在迦南地上。
We have already stepped onto Canaan.
我们已经在基督里面。
We are already in Christ.
我们已经在他的里面得着了基业。
And in him we have obtained an inheritance.
这个基业是我们的 gift, 是我们的恩赐。
This inheritance is our gift.
但是希伯来文还有一个字。
But in Hebrew, there's another word.
这个字一共出现了255次。
And this other word has shown up 255 times.
而250次，你看255次有210次。
And out of these 255, 210 times,
都是指做军事行动 military action 说的。
It speaks of a military action.
那么圣灵什么时候用这个字呢？
And when does the Spirit use this word?
就是等到以色列人要进到迦南，他们要征服迦南，要得着迦南的时候。
It's right before the people of Israel to enter Canaan to conquer it.
然后圣灵就用了这个字。
Then the Spirit used that word.
终于他们得着了迦南。
They finally conquered.
进了迦南，而且得着。
They entered and conquered Canaan.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这里就给我们看见,
this shows us
原来在神的思想里面,
that in God's thought,
一面产业是恩典,
on one hand, inheritance is grace,
但是另外一方面,产业却是赏赐。
On the other hand, it is a reward.
所以你读哥罗西第三章第24节的时候,
so when you read Colossians 3,
那你告诉我们说要从主耶稣那里必得着基业为赏赐。
knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这里的产业乃是我们的赏赐。
You see, the inheritance here is a reward.
我们需要去得着。
We have to go and possess.
我们需要去征服。
We have to conquer.
你知道神对约书亚怎么说呢？
Do you know what God said to Joshua?
凡你脚掌所踩过的地方。
Wherever the sole of your foot treads,
我都赐给你做产业。
I will give to you as an inheritance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当约书亚和以色列人要踩这块地的时候，
when Joshua and the people of Israel are about to step on this land,
他们发现已经有的人脚踩在那块地方。
They noticed that there were other footsteps that had come already on that land.
所以他们要把他们赶出去。
So they have to drive them out.
然后要征服那块地。
They have to conquer that land.
最后他们终于得到那块地。
So at the end they can possess that land.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你如果读旧约的圣经，
if you read the Old Testament,
产业就是这两个字。
Inheritance are these two words.
所以后面的这个产业。
So at the end, this inheritance.
那么我们以很多英文的翻译本就把它翻作 possession.
And many times inheritance in the English has been translated possession.
终于我们要得着它。
Finally, we have possessed it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个特别重在我们要去征服它。
The emphasis here is that we are to conquer it. We are to
possess it. 我们要去得着它。
We are to possess it.
所以这个是个赏赐。
And this is a reward.
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
迦南在神的思想里面，一面是恩赐，一面也是赏赐。
In God's eyes, inheritance is on one hand is a gift, on the other hand it's a reward.
一面我们已经在基督里了。
In one hand we are already in Christ.
另外一方面，保罗告诉我们说。
On the other hand, Paul tells us.
要向着标杆直跑。
We are racing the race toward the goal.
我们得以在他里面。
That we will
we may
be in him.
我们已经在里面了。
That we are in him already.
但是我们要向着标杆直跑。
But we are racing towards that goal.
我们得以在他的里面。
That we might be in him.
弟兄姊妹，我们不大懂得这些话。
Many times we don't understand these
words. 一直等到我们读旧约的时候。
Until we read the Old Testament.
你看见神有一幅一幅的图画。
You see that he gives us picture after picture.
来给我们看见什么是产业。
To show us what is inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see this?
日期满足的时候，
in the fullness of time,
神要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面重归于一。
That all things on earth and in heaven will be reunited in one in Christ.
因着基督的工作，
because of Christ's work,
我们已经得着了这个产业。
We have obtained an inheritance.
我们已经在基督里面。
We are in Christ.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
他一直在我们里面工作。
He still works in us continuously.
等到主回来的时候，
until the Lord returns,
这个迦南不只是我们的恩，不只是我们的。
Not only is this Canaan ours.
是我恩典，是恩赐。
It is a gift.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
靠着主的恩典。
By God's mercy.
天国是努力进入的。
It is very, to enter the kingdom of God is, has to be, you have to strive to enter the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，你蒙恩得救不需要努力进入的。
When you are saved by grace, you don't have to enter, strive to get into the kingdom.
一切都是恩典。
Everything is by grace.
但是我们看见。
But we see.
因着我们接受了那么多的恩典。
Because we have received so much grace.
所以我们能够起来舍去我们的自己。
So we can deny ourselves.
我们能起来跟随主，背起十字架来跟随主。
We can bear our cross and follow our Lord.
结果我们就得着我们的主做我们的赏赐。
And we will obtain our Lord as our inheritance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们常常盼望有一天我们要得着冠冕。
Many times we hope for that crown.
所以有的时候，我记得我们年轻的时候，我们就在那问说，到底我们得的冠冕会什么样的冠冕？
And many times when I was young, I would think, what kind of crown will we gain?
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
迟早有一天你要看见。
Sooner or later you will see.
我们得着的最大的冠冕。
The greatest crown that we are going to get
乃是我们主自己。
Is our Lord himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们能够得着我们的主，
if we can gain our Lord,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
没有一个冠冕比那个赏，比没有一个赏赐比那个赏赐更大。
No reward is greater than that.
所以这里给我们看见。
So here it shows us,
我们在他里面得着基业。
In him we have obtained an inheritance.
请我们记得，
let us remember,
这是两面的意思。
It's a two points of view.
一面我们已经在基督里面。
On one side we are already in Christ.
但是另外一面，
but on the other side,
我们应当向着标杆直跑。
We are to race that, we are to follow that, we are to race that we are to run after that mark.
特别是万物的结局近了。
Especially since the end of all things is at hand.
所以你读到彼得后书第一章的时候。
So when you read the Second Peter 1,
我们应当殷勤。
We should be
diligent. 我们有了这个，还要加上这个。
We have this, we should have to add to this.
有了这些，我们还要加上这些。
We have these things, we have to add more things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
好像你还没有得着。
As if you haven't gained yet.
弟兄姊妹。不是你没有得着。
It's not that you haven't gained.
你已经得着了。
You already have it.
我们已经在基督里面。
We are already in Christ.
但是不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
产业还有另外一面的意思。
There's another side to inherit.
意思就是说。
And this thing is.
我们要征服迦南，我们要得着迦南。
We have to conquer Canaan. We have to obtain Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是保罗说我们在基督里得着基业。
And this is what Paul says obtained inheritance in Christ.
那这一方面我想我们普通都有一点的印象，都有认识。
And I believe most of the brothers and sisters are familiar with this.
我们都知道基督就是我们的产业。
We all know that Christ is our inheritance.
旧约那块迦南地就是预表基督那测不透的丰富。
And the Old Testament Canaan typifies the unsearchable riches of Christ.
那么这个特别是以弗所书告诉我们。
And this is what Ephesians tells us.
那么特别约，但是如果你读希伯来书呢？
But if you read Hebrews,
那你就给我们看见那个产业乃是我们的赏赐。
And you will see that that inheritance is our reward.
但是很稀奇。
Very amazing.
我们如果读刚才所读的，我说的第一个希伯来字，讲到产业。
If we were to come back to that first word of inheritance,
如果我们看见圣灵怎么启示这些话，
if we were to see how the Spirit reveals these words,
你从创世纪开始读起，
starting from Genesis,
然后出埃及，
and you read Exodus,
然后读到生命记，
and then you read to Deuteronomy,
然后你读这个约书亚记，
and then you read Joshua,
到士师记，
until you read Judges,
然后读路德记，
and then you read Ruth,
大概你读到路德记这个时候，
about the time you get to Ruth,
你如果再读下去也可以。
You can continue reading.
然后你就发现了。
You will find one thing.
那个字出现的时候啊。
That when this word appears.
大概十次有九次一定是指着迦南地说的。
Nine out of ten times it speaks of Canaan.
但是你读到了诗篇。
But when you reach Psalms.
然后再往下去读到特别先知书的时候。
And when you read about the, when you get into the prophets,
你看见圣灵好像给转了方向。
And you see that the Spirit changes his direction.
同样的一个字，
that same word.
但你现在呢，好像讲另外一面的事。
But it's as if speaking of something else.
前面一直讲到以色列人怎样得着这个产业。
At the beginning, how the people of Israel obtained the inheritance.
但是等到诗篇和后面一部分，旧约后面一部分的时候，
when you reach the Psalms and the latter part of the Old Testament,
这就证明说神的工作到了末了的时候，
at the end of God's work,
你看见他不只停留在以色列人得着迦南地做产业的时候，
He does not stop at the people of Israel obtaining an inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，你们回去读你们的圣经，
if you go back and read your Bible,
读诗篇，特别到后面的这个旧约的先知书。
And if you read the Psalms and the prophets,
你看见圣灵好像转了方向了。
You see that the Spirit changes his direction.
同样的一个字，
that same word.
现在不再是说到迦南美地。
Not longer does it say it doesn't speak of Canaan.
那是神一部分的工作。
It is a part of God's work.
神还有一部分的工作。
There's another part of God's
work. 那一部分工作没有做完的话，
and that part if it's not finished,
你看见旧约不能结束，没有结尾的。
Then the Old Testament cannot end.
为着神要把整本的旧约给我们，
so that God can give us the whole Old Testament.
他讲到产业的时候，
when he speaks of inheritance,
一面说到迦南是我们的产业。
On one hand, he says Canaan is our inheritance.
但到了后半部的时候，
but at the latter part,
你看见圣灵给我们看见另外的一面。
The Spirit shows us a different side.
现在他给我们看见神的产业。
He shows us God's inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你再读下去，
if you continue to read,
到底神的产业是谁呢？
Who is God's inheritance?
什么是神的产业呢？
What is God's inheritance?
结果圣经很清楚地告诉我们，
very clearly the Bible shows us,
原来神的百姓是神的产业。
God's elect is his inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see?
许多时候我们以为我们有了产业就好了。
So many times we think as long as we have an inheritance, 我们蒙恩得救。 We've been saved.
我们真有喜乐。
We are joyful.
主把恩典给我们。
Lord has given us grace.
我们实在比那些不信的人好得太多了。
We are well off, better off than those unbelievers.
我们今天在地就好像在天一样。
We are on earth as if we are in heaven.
我们以为这就是一切。
We thought this was everything.
你看见吗？
Do you see this?
这个就是亚伯拉罕的 亚伯拉罕起头所以为的。
That is what Abraham thought at the beginning.
你看见他本来什么也没有。
At the beginning, he had nothing.
结果神把以撒给了他。
Then God gave him Isaac.
一切都是恩典。
And everything was grace.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
现在亚伯拉罕所要的都有了。
And now Abraham, whatever he wanted, he had.
现在亚伯拉罕满足了。
He was satisfied.
你知道以撒就是喜笑的，是 laughter 的。
And Isaac means laughter.
现在亚伯拉罕可以笑了。
Now Abraham can now laugh.
本来他没有以撒，他好觉得很虚空。
Before Isaac, he felt empty.
他有许多牛群，有许多羊群。
He had many cattle and sheep.
现在神把以撒给了他。
But now God has given him Isaac.
他能够笑了。
Now he can laugh.
但他忘记。
But he forgot.
他是满足了。
He was satisfied.
他已经有了以撒。
He had Isaac.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
神有没有得着他所得着的呢？
Did God gain what he wanted to gain?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see?
神当初呼召亚伯拉罕的时候。
When God originally called Abraham.
一面神对他说。
On one hand, he said.
我要祝福你。
I will bless you.
现在你知道。
You know now.
以撒乃是神祝福的极大成。Total sum.神祝福的极大成。
Isaac was the total sum of his blessings.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见以撒，你就看见神所有的祝福。
When you see Isaac, you see all of God's blessings.
今天我们没有神的祝福，我们不能生活。
Without God's blessings today, we cannot live.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham,
现在他有了神的祝福
He has God's blessing
他就能够生活
So he can live
现在他能遵行神的旨意
Now he can follow God's will
但他忘记
But he forgot one thing
神还下面话还没有讲完
God's word was not finished
神最终的目的
His main goal
神为什么祝福亚伯拉罕
Why did he bless Abraham
要亚伯拉罕能成为万国的祝福
So that Abraham could be the blessing of all nations.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
神要从亚伯拉罕的后裔里面，神万国要因着亚伯拉罕后裔能够得福。
All nations will be blessed in the Abraham's seed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕以为说以撒就是他的目标。
Abraham thought that Isaac was his goal.
他没有想到
he forgot.
神当初呼召他的时候
that when God called him originally,
神要借着他。
That God was going to use Abraham.
叫万国能够得着祝福。
That all nations shall be blessed.
亚伯拉罕凭什么叫万国得着祝福？
How was Abraham going to bless all nations?
亚伯拉罕凭着自己不能叫万国得着祝福。
He could not bless them on his own.
但是感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
他生以撒。
He bore Isaac.
以撒生雅各。
And Isaac bore Jacob.
一直生，一直生。
And they kept bearing.
有一天主耶稣降生在伯利恒。
Until one day Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
弟兄姊妹。现在我们才明白了。
Now we understand.
原来亚伯拉罕那个后裔。
The Abraham seed.
乃是指着我们的耶稣基督说。
Was pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是保罗给我们看见。
This is what Paul shows.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
以撒不是目的。
Isaac was not the
goal. 以撒不过是个过程，为着达到目的。
Isaac was just a means to an end.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
为什么神要亚伯拉罕献以撒呢？
Why did God want Abraham to offer Isaac?
如果亚伯拉罕不献以撒的话，
If Abraham did not offer Isaac,
他就要把神给他的祝福当作他最后的目的。
He was going to get the blessing of God to be his own purpose.
他得着所有的产业。
He had gained all the inheritance.
他忘记了。
But he forgot.
神还没有得着他的产业。
God did not obtain his inheritance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
一直等到有一天，
until one day,
耶稣基督降生在伯利恒，
when Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem,
这个时候就能叫万国因着耶稣基督能够得着祝福。
So that at that time, all nations will be blessed because of Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see?
许多时候我们只问我们有没有产业。
Many times we just ask, do we have an inheritance?
我们以为说神旨意的奥秘就是我们得着产业。
We thought that the mystery of God's will is that we would obtain an inheritance. But no.
你看见说。
You will see.
神有一个产业。
God has an inheritance.
神除非得着他的产业。
Unless God obtains his inheritance.
他不能够结束整个旧约的启示。
He cannot end the revelation of the Old Testament.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他也把新约给了我们。
He also gave us the New Testament.
到了新约。
And when we reach the New Testament.
我们的眼睛更开启。
Our eyes are open wider.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们普通讲到产业的时候。
When we speak of inheritance.
我们就是想到那一块迦南美地。
We think of that land of Canaan.
我们想到预表的时候。
When we talk about prophecy. When we talk about type,
我们总是想到这一个迦南地是预表我们的产业。
And we think that Canaan typifies our inheritance.
但是很稀奇。
But very interesting.
刚才我们说过了。
We already said before.
你看见吗？神有一个永远的旨意。
God has an eternal purpose.
当然是神的旨意，叫亚伯拉罕得着以撒。
Yes, it is God's purpose that Abraham has Isaac.
但是以撒不是那个永远的。
But Isaac was not that eternal
thing. 真正存到永远的是基督。
The only eternal thing is Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在亚伯拉罕一定要把以撒献上。
So now Abraham has to offer up Isaac.
他才明白。
Only then will he Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果主把恩典给我们
，If God, the Lord gives us grace.
如果主把产业给我们
，The Lord gives us an inheritance.
是为做一个荣耀的目的。
It is for one glorious purpose.
那个目的是什么呢
？And what is that purpose?
最后他得着他的产业。
At the end, he will gain his inheritance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
今天我们要问说
，We have to ask today.
主有没有得着他的产业
？Has the Lord gained his inheritance?
我们得着了。
We've obtained it.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们不再灭亡。
We will not die.
我们不再下地狱。
We will not go to hell.
我们已经得着所有的。
We have obtained everything.
弟兄姊妹，今天主可以让我们去。
Today the Lord can let us go.
但是我们还是不能去。
But we cannot go.
原因在哪里
？The reason being.
我们要问说主啊。
We have to ask Lord.
你有没有得着你的产业
？Lord, have you gained your inheritance?
如果我的产业能把喜乐带给我
，If my inheritance can bring me joy.
你的心有没有得着满足
？Has your heart been satisfied?
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters.
当保罗给我们看见。旨意的奥秘的时候
When Paul showed us the mystery of God's will,
你看见吗，弟兄姊妹？
You see this.
神不只给我们看见我们的产业。
Not only did God show us our inheritance.
所以在他带领帮当他教我们怎么祷告的时候
So when he teaches us how to pray.
你记得保罗那个祷告吗？
Do you remember his prayer?
他说让求照明你们心中的眼睛。
I pray that the eyes of your heart
使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望
may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of your calling.
下面有一句句话要叫我们跌破眼镜
And now there's another phrase at the end.
Surprise us.
That surprises us.
我们没有想到这句话
That we would never think of.
他在圣徒中所得的产业有何等丰盛的荣耀
What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在我们有好几个问题
Now we have many questions.
第一
First,
他的产业是什么
What is his inheritance?
他怎么得着他的产业
How is he to obtain his inheritance?
这里他明明说他在圣徒中所得的产业
Here he says his inheritance in the saints.
所以我们要明白到底这是怎么样的一回事
We have to understand what is this.
所以感谢主
Praise the Lord.
当你读旧约的时候
When you read the Old Testament.
圣经旧约给我们许多的图画
Old Testament gives us many pictures.
所以等到你读这些图画再来看新约的时候
So when you see these pictures in the Old Testament and see the New Testament.
我们就能明白过来
We will understand.
否则的话我们只会看一个角落我们不会看整部的
Or else we can only see one part. We don't see the whole picture.
所以我们想的迦南就是想的我们
So when we think of Canaan, we think of ourselves.
我们想到亚伯拉罕后裔也想到我们
When we think of Abraham's seed, we think of ourselves.
但是很稀奇
But amazing.
保罗读圣经的时候
When Paul read the Bible.
保罗读创世纪的时候
When he read Genesis,
他看见了
he saw,
原来那个后裔在原文是单数的不是多数
that seed was singular, not plural.
我们以为说亚伯拉后裔一定是多数的
We thought that Abraham's seed was plural.
其实在原文也是没有错的
But of course in the original it is plural.
It is incorrect. 因为那个字是 collective, 是个集体的一个字
Because that word is a collective word.
但是也可以用在单数的
But it all can also be used singularly.
当然亚伯拉罕的子孙是很多很多的
Of course, the Abraham seed, there were many of Abraham's seed.
就形容我们是是神的百姓
That describes us being God's chosen.
所以迦南是我们的美地，没有是我们的产业，没有错。
So Canaan is our inheritance.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But
是保罗开我们的眼睛。
It was Paul that opened our eyes.
给我们看见那个后裔在原文是单数的。
To show us that that seed was singular.
那个单数乃是指着耶稣基督说的。
And that pointed to our Lord Jesus Christ.
你知道亚伯拉罕后裔是什么意思吗
？Do you know what it means, Abraham's seed?
亚伯拉罕的后裔这里特别指着承受产业来说的。
Abraham's seed here means to inherit an inheritance.
神把地给了亚伯拉罕。
God gave Abraham a land.
亚伯拉罕没有儿子。
Abraham had no child.
以实玛利不能承受那块地。
Ishmael could not obtain that inheritance.
亚伯拉罕和和这个基图拉所生的儿女也不能承受产业。
And Abraham and the other offspring could not gain this inheritance.
只有一个人可以承受产业。
Only one can inherit this inheritance.
那就是以撒。
And that is Isaac.
所以这里讲的后裔的时候。
So when we speak of Abraham's seed.
不只指着他的后代说的。
Not only speaks of his descendants.
而且特别是指着要承受迦南美地说的。
But it speaks of inheriting Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗
So brothers and sisters do you see
我们读旧约的时候
When we read the Old Testament
有圣经学者告诉我们
Many scholars tell us
这个 heir 英文这个 heir 就是承受产业的
And this,
这个后嗣我们中文所说翻译的后嗣
And this word is heir
在旧约根本没有出现过
That this word heir does not show up in the Old Testament
但是那个事实在那个地方
But the truth is there
因为那个亚伯拉罕的后裔那个意思就是指着他们要承受迦南产业所的
Because Abraham's seed speaks of being heirs inheriting Canaan
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个是在旧约圣经给我们看见。
This is what the Old Testament shows us.
但是是保罗提醒我们。
But it is Paul who reminds us.
原来圣灵写这一段圣经的时候。
That when the Spirit wrote this part of the Bible.
他要指明给我们看见一件事。
He wanted to point out to us one thing.
神只有一个后嗣。
God has only one heir.
神老早定好有一个要承受这一切产业。
God said that there will be one heir of all things.
这个宇宙是神所创造的。
This universe was created by God.
神为什么创造万有呢？
Why did God create all things?
我们读到希伯来书第一章第二节，我们就明白。
When we read Hebrews 1, 2, we will understand.
原来神老早就立我们的主为承受万有。
So we see that very far time ago, God appointed Christ, heir of all things.
所以你看见吗？这些整个宇宙的万有都是给我们的主的。
So all things in this universe have been given to our Lord.
我们的主原来是承受万有的。
Our Lord is the heir of all things.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see this?
在旧约里面，以色列人是承受那一块，是承受迦南美地。
In the Old Testament, the people of Israel were heirs of the Canaan.
但如果把它翻译成新约的话，
But if you change it into New Testament language,
你看见这一件事，
you see that this occurrence
乃是给我们看见我们的主承受万有来说的，
shows us that our Christ is the heir of all things.
神怎样把迦南地给以色列人？
How God gave Canaan to the people of Israel.
神也把万有赐给我们的主。
Also, He gave all things to our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
这是件非常稀奇的事。
This is a very amazing thing.
以色列人预表我们没有错
Israel typifies us
但是我们还不要忘记
But let us not forget
还有一点很重要
A very important point
当你读这个以赛亚书的时候
When you read Isaiah
你记不记得
Do you remember
这个以赛亚五十三章毫无疑问是指着我们的主说的
Undoubtedly Isaiah 53 refers to our Lord
犹太人就是不相信
Even though the Jews don't believe that
他们说这里所说的神的仆人不是弥赛亚
When they see here the servant of God they say that is not the Messiah
他们说这里的神的仆人乃是指着以色列人说的。
They said the servant of God here refers to the people of Israel.
这里神的仆人受苦，乃是指着以色列人受苦说的。
Here's the servant of God suffering means the people of Israel suffering.
所以他们就把这一段圣经完全，他们根本就等于好像不承认这一段圣经是讲到我们的主耶稣。
So they do not recognize this chapter speaking of our Lord.
所以礼拜六他们读圣经的时候
，So on the Sabbath when they read the Bible，
他们也读以赛亚书
，They also read Isaiah。
他们读到五十二章。
They read until chapter 52.
下个礼拜呢，应该读五十三章。
And the next week they're supposed to read chapter 53.
如果你参加他们的这个安息，如果参加他们礼拜六的那个集会的话。
And if you go to their meeting on the Sabbath.
Synagogue.
In the synagogue.
那么你看见下个礼拜就不是五十二章。
You'll see that the next week is not chapter 53.
他们就跳到五十四章去。
They jump to chapter 54.
原因在什么地方呢？
What's the reason?
因为他们就是读不得这段圣经。
Because they do not accept this chapter.
他们如果读这段圣经的话。
When they read this chapter
他们要看见我们的主就是那个弥赛亚
They will see that our Lord is that Messiah
但是你知道吗
But do you know
他们一面说以色列是神的仆人
On one hand they said Israel is the people of God
他们是对了
They are right
但是也错了
But they are also wrong
因为以赛亚书明明告诉我们以色列人乃是神的仆人但是瞎眼的仆人
But Isaiah 53 shows us that people of Israel are God's people but they are blind people
Servant.
They are blind servants.
那结果我们看见以赛亚书原来有两个神的仆人。
We see that there are two servants of God in Isaiah.
这两个神的仆人名字都叫以色列。
And these two servants' names are all Israel.
那
以色列百姓是叫以色列。
And the people of Israel are called Israel.
还有所有拉比会告诉你。
And all rabbis will tell you.
这里有一个神的仆人就是弥赛亚。
And there is one servant of God here that is the Messiah.
但是以赛亚四十九章告诉我们说。
But Isaiah 41 tells us.
他的名字也叫以色列。
That his name is also called Israel.
为什么？
Why?
因为当以色列失败的时候。
Because when the people of Israel fell.
当以色列百姓亏缺了神的旨意的时候。
When the people of Israel failed the will of God.
现在你看见我们的主是真的以色列。
You see that our Lord is the true Israel.
他的名字就叫以色列。
And his name is Israel.
当初神怎样叫以色列能够承受迦南美地做他们的产业。
How originally he allowed the people of Israel to obtain Canaan as their inheritance.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在神要向宇宙宣告。
Now Isaiah wants to pronounce to the universe.
神要向宇宙。
God wants to pronounce to the universe.
在以色列身上所失败的。
That what happened in the life of the people of Israel.
神在以色列身上所没有得到的。
What he did not gain from his people.
神终于在他的儿子身上得到了。
God will gain in his son.
他的儿子就是耶稣基督。
His son is Jesus Christ.
因为他老早定他已经承受万有。
Because from the beginning, he already said that he would be heir of all things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以你看见吗？
Do you see?
宇宙的万有就像迦南一样。
The all of creation, the all of universe is just like Canaan.
神已经赐给基督做他的产业。
God has given it to Christ as his inheritance.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你读迦南美地的时候。
When you read about Canaan,
你还发现一件事
you will notice one more
特别是你读到了约书亚的时候
When you read the book of Joshua,
你要问说到底迦南美地里面有没有一块最好的地
You want to see if there is a very good piece of land in Canaan
你知道说迦南这个他以色列去他们就把那块地就分了
And you know that the people of Israel split or divided the land of
Canaan 迦南是流奶与蜜之地
It is a land flowing with milk and honey
但是一定有一块地你知道是最好最好的一块
But there must beOne part of that land is that is the best part.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
这是非常重要的
It's very important.
现在我们要问
Let us ask.
如果迦南是天堂的话
If Canaan is heaven,
那么迦南中的迦南一定是天堂中的天堂
The Canaan of the Canaan is the heaven of heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹如果你得着这一块的话
So if you gain this part,
那你就得着荣耀你就看见有荣耀
Then you will see glory, gain glory.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗
So brothers and sisters,
这里圣经告诉我们说
And the scripture shows us.
神在他在圣徒中所得的基业
God's inheritance in the saints
你看见他的儿子所得的基业是整个的万有
The inheritance of his son was all things
就好像整个迦南一样
It's like the whole of Canaan
但是现在迦南中有一块迦南
But in Canaan there's a Canaan
天堂里面有一块天堂
In heaven there's a heaven
那这一块地是什么呢
And what is this land
你读整个旧约的时候
You read the Old Testament
你知道一定要把这一块读出来
You have to read this and find this
这一块地方可以代表迦南
And this part can represent Canaan
那这一块地方什么地方呢
Where is this piece of land
你记不记得迦勒八十五岁的时候
Do you remember whenCaleb was 85 years old.
他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
把那块山地给我。
Give me that mountain.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
在这里就是那块地是流奶与蜜之地。
If that piece of land was a land flowing with milk and honey.
不过现在这块地有很多的巨人。
But then in this land there are many giants.
所以以色列人后来害怕就走掉了
people,
就跑掉了 就漂流在旷野里面
And the people of Israel were in the wilderness because they were afraid.
但是迦勒说我把那块地给我
But Caleb said give me that mountain, give me that land.
这是最艰难的一块地
This is the most difficult piece of land.
但是不要忘记
But let us not forget.
就是那块地代表整个的迦南
And that piece of land represents the whole of Canaan.
因为当初十二个探子就是到这块地
Because when the 12 spies came, they came to that piece of land.
所以你知道有一次我到以色列的时候
Do you know when I went to Israel once
我特别用自己的钱请了一个私人的向导
I used my own money to get a private guide
那么他就把我带到了希伯伦
And this tour guide took me to Hebron
到了希伯伦这一带的时候
And around this area
然后他看见那里是个山地没有错
And they saw a lot of mountains
然后许许多多的葡萄
And many many grapes
然后那个向导怎么对我说呢
You know what that tour guide told me
他说你知道吗
Do you know
这一块地
This piece of land
就是整个迦南地的代表
that represents the whole of Canaan.
这是整块迦南地最丰富的一块。
This is the most abundant place in Canaan.
你如果说到了迦，你如果到了这个地方，真的到了迦南。
If you have come to this piece of land that is really coming to Canaan,
你看见大山小山都流出奶来。
You see the big mountains, small mountains, all flowing with milk.
因为许许多多的葡萄，它们流出酒来，像流出奶来一样。
Because all those grapes are flowing their wine out like milk.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当你读圣经的时候。
When you read the scripture.
你读到这个雅各到了迦南。
When you reach that Jacob has arrived at Canaan.
你如果仔细读圣经的话。
When you read the Bible.
你知道他一定在希伯伦。
That he was at Hebron.
等一等，圣经告诉你说他果然在希伯伦。
And then the Bible says that he was in Hebron.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣经是用希伯伦来代表迦南。
Because the scripture uses Hebron to represent Canaan.
所以在整个迦南美地里面，
so in the whole of Canaan,
你看见迦勒得夺了最好的一块地。
Caleb obtained the best land.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他的脚掌踩在那块地上。
When the sole of his foot stepped on that piece of land,
他征服了那块地。
He conquered that land.
他终于把敌人赶出去了。
He drove out all the enemies.
结果是什么呢？
Then what was the result?
他就得着那块地做他的产业。
He gained that piece of land as his inheritance.
这个地方叫希伯伦。
And this place is called Hebron.
希伯伦是山地不错。
Hebron is full of mountains.
充满了许许多多的艰难。
A lot of difficulty there.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
就在这里。
At this place.
希伯伦的意思就是交通的意思。
Hebron means fellowship.
现在你能与神有最亲密的交通。
Now you can have the most intimate fellowship with
our Lord. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看在迦南里面有一块最好的一块地。
In Canaan, there's the best piece of land.
那块地是什么呢？
What is that land?
那块地就是希伯伦。
And that land is Hebron.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在我们把它翻成新约的话。
Now let us translate it into New Testament language.
现在我们回到以弗所书。
Let us return to Ephesians.
慢慢的我们就懂得保罗说这句话什么意思。
Slowly we'll understand what Paul means.
然后我们再往下读的话。
If we continue to read.
刚才我们所说的这些图画。
All the pictures that we saw.
原来就是以弗所书第一章跟第三章的解释。
It is the explanation of Ephesians 1 and 3.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
等一等你就看见。
Then you will see.
原来，
originally,
这个迦南中的迦南，
that this Canaan of Canaan,
在万有之中，
in all things,
万有都是基督的产业。
All things are Christ's inheritance.
但是不要忘记了，
But let us not forget,
有一块地，
There is one piece of land
是他在圣徒中所得着的。
That he has obtained in the saints.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see this?
在万物里面，
In all of creation,
在迦南地里面，
In all of Canaan,
现在有最好的一块地方。
There's one piece of land, the best.
那一块地方乃是神在圣徒中间得到的。
And that piece of land is obtained in the saints.
这是他的产业。
That is his inheritance.
这个答案在哪里呢？
Where's the answer here?
就是以弗所书最后的一节。
Ephesians, the last verse.
这就是制作荣耀的教会来说。
This is the glorious church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗？
Now you will see.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
你看见说父是把万有都赐给了他的儿子。
The Father has given all things to his son.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
什么时候你能看见有一个产业，那个产业不只有荣耀，而且有何等丰盛的荣耀？
When you see the inheritance, not only does it have glory, but it has riches of the glory.
到了那一天，我们的神心就心满意足了。
And then our hearts will be satisfied.
到了那一天，神得着他的产业。
At that time, God will receive his inheritance.
因为他的儿子不只得着整个的宇宙。
Because his son will not be heir of all, not only heir of all things. Not only that.
他不只得着迦南。
He will not only conquer Canaan.
他不只征服迦南。
He will not only possess Canaan.
他也征服了迦南中的希伯伦。
But he will also conquer Canaan's Hebron.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这就是荣耀的教会。
This is the glorious church.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你不需要都等到以弗所第五章才看见荣耀的教会。
You do not have to wait until Ephesians 5 to see the glorious church.
你如果从第一章一直读到末了的时候，
if you read from the first chapter to the end,
如果圣灵开我们的眼睛的话，
if the Spirit opens our eyes,
你要说真荣耀啊，
we will say glorious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
基督在荣耀里面，
Christ in glory.
他充满了万有。
He has filled all in all.
教会是什么呢？
What is the church?
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会原来是一个器皿。
The church is a vessel.
那个器皿乃是让基督来充满。
And this vessel is to be filled by Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么叫做充满？
What does it mean to be filled?
充满就是完全的占有。
Filled means to take all.
Possess all. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当基督充满万有的时候
When Christ fills all in all,
让我们记得
Let us remember,
他就承受了万有
He has become the heir of all
things. 当教会是基督的丰满的时候
When the church is the fullness of Christ,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
神就得着他的产业
God has obtained his inheritance.
现在他要说
Now he will say,
在宇宙中间
In the middle of the universe,
我所得的产业
The inheritance I have gained,
是何等丰盛的荣耀
It is the so glorious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就是当我们读这一段圣经的时候
This is like when we read this part, 圣
灵慢慢慢慢让我们清楚的
The Spirit enlightens us
那现在我们再往前去一点
Now let us continue
当我们保罗带我们看有这样的祷告
When Paul has this prayer
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
The riches of the glory of his inheritance of the saints
那我们要问个问题
We have to ask one question
我们怎么能够得到这个
How can we obtain this?
我们怎么能够在主回来以前看见一个荣耀的教会？
How can we before the Lord's return see a glorious church?
主要得着他的产业。
God wants to obtain an inheritance.
这个是没有问题的。
No doubt about it.
而且神说他的产业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
And God says that that inheritance has a lot of riches of the glory.
如果今天我们得着全宇宙。
If we have obtained the whole universe
today. 我们觉得何等的荣耀。
We feel very glorious.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Do you see this?
今天我们觉得如果我们能够得着一些的财产就高兴得很。
If we can have certain things today, obtain certain things, then we'll be very happy.
我们说某某人恐怕是台湾最有钱的。
We say, oh, this person is probably the richest man in Taiwan.
那我的孩子说，哎呀，最好我做他的儿子就好了。
And my son will say, oh, it would be so good if I were his son.
因为他父亲的都是他的。
Because whatever his father's possessions are,
但是弟兄姊妹，他最多是全台湾是他的。
But the most that he can gain is the whole of Taiwan.
美国的 Rockefeller 最多全美国是他的。
In the United States, maybe the most Rockefeller, the whole U.S. might be Rockefellers.
弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我们的主乃是得着万有的。
Our Lord has gained all.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人比他更荣耀了。
Nobody is more glorious than he is.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
你我做梦也没有想到。
You and I would never have imagined.
在这样丰富的产业里面。
That in this abundant inheritance.
圣灵特别告诉我们。
The Spirit tells us, points out.
乃是当他在圣徒里面得着那个产业的时候。
The inheritance he obtains in the saints.
圣经所用的形容词。
The adjectives that's used.
不只是荣耀。
Is not only glory.
而且是丰盛的荣耀。
The riches of the glory.
而且是何等丰盛的荣耀。
It is.
What a glory!
What a glory!
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗所有的形容词都用光了。
He used all the different adjectives.
因为实在太荣耀了，弟兄姊妹。
It is so glorious.
我巴不得年轻的弟兄姊妹你能看见。
I would like the young people to see.
你如果读以弗所书第一章
，If you read Ephesians 1,
你看见今这是何等荣耀的一幅图啊
！It is such a glorious picture.
不过我们有个问题。
But we have a question.
神怎么得着这个产业？
How can God obtain this inheritance?
神最后怎么能够得着荣耀的教会
？At the end, how can He gain a glorious church?
感谢主
，Praise the Lord.
你知道保罗的祷告能帮助我们。
You know that Paul's prayer can help us.
所以他下面接着就说
，And then he continues.
并且知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe?
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
要得着那个产业。
To obtain that inheritance,
要征服这一块地
to conquer this land,
我们需要一个能力
we need a power.
这个能力是你没有，也是我没有
this power you do not have, I do not have.
现在保罗祷告说
Paul now prays,
求圣灵开我们的眼睛
that the Spirit might open our eyes,
让我们看见这个能力有何等的浩大
that one might see the greatness of this power.
那么这个能力是什么能力呢
what is this power?
这个能力原来是运行在基督身上的
This power is accomplished in Christ.
It's operated
in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个能力是个大的能力。
And this power is a great power.
今天我们在神所创造的宇宙里面。
In this universe that was created.
最大的能力是 nuclear power, 是核子能力。
The greatest power in the universe is the nuclear power.
每天在神创造的宇宙里面，不知道有多少原子弹爆炸。
Every day there are so many nuclear bombs going off in the universe.
在神的创造里面。
In God's creation.
神的这个 创造的能力特别显在禾籽的能力上。
And God's creation, the power of God's creation is represented in the nuclear.
但是这个不是宇宙最大的能力。
But this is not the greatest power in the universe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
有一天。
One day,
有一个能力
there's one power.
这个能力在主耶稣的身上发动
This power was on the life of our Lord Jesus.
结果这里告诉我们说
And it says,
因着运行在主耶稣身上那个大能大力
the surpassing greatness of his power toward us,
那下面二十节
which he brought about in Christ,
是他从死里复活
when he raised him from the dead.
这个运行在他里面的能力
this power operating in him.
这个能力叫他从死里复活。
This power allowed him to raise from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个能力有多大吗？
Do you know how great this power is?
有人告诉我们说，
Some people say,
今天我们所看见的天像个棺材饼一样。
Today, people tell us that the sky is the top of a
coffin.
Top of the inside of a coffin.
那么地就像个棺材底一样。
And the earth is like the bottom of the coffin.
你知道从来没有一个人从这个天棺材里面出去过。
Nobody has ever left this coffin.
我们没有一个人有一个能力能叫我们从这个棺材里面出去过。
No, we do not have the power to leave this coffin.
感谢赞美我们的神。
But we praise the Lord.
在2000年前
2000 years ago,
我们的主完成了救赎的工作以后。
Our Lord finished the work of salvation.
你看见那个能力在基督的身上发动。
You see that that power was operated in our Lord.
叫他从死里复活。
That he was raised from the dead.
结果他是第一个从这个棺材里面冲去。
And he was the first one to leave this coffin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
谁怎么得到他的产业呢？
How can God obtain his inheritance?
今天他向着我们有一个能力。
Today we have a power.
当初怎样在基督身上发动？
And how it was operated in Christ?
这个能力要在我们身上发动。
This power will operate in us.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
让我们记得，
let us remember.
为什么是死而复活呢？
Why is it death and resurrection?
因为这个宇宙是慢慢迈向死亡。
Because this universe is dying.
一切都是往死亡的方向走的。
It's going to the direction of death.
结果你看见神的救恩。
But when you see God's salvation,
当这个死而复活在我们里面工作的时候，
and when this death and resurrection is working in us,
你看见它是往另外一个方向走的。
You see that the direction is reversed.
医生说某一个弟兄最多只能活到明年夏天。
The doctor says, well, that person can only live until summer of next year.
结果你知道这个能力在他里面发动。
And then you see this power working in him.
所有的医生都没有想到他又活了二又活了五年又活了十年
and none of the doctors could believe that he's now living 5-10 years more
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
你看见吗
do you see this
这个能力今天已经在我们的身上
this power is in us today
这个不只叫我们在地上能活得更好
not only does it allow us to live better on this earth
这个能力是为着要完成神永远的旨意
but this purpose is to complete the will of God
这个能力是个大的大了不起的能力
this power is a great power
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个就是神怎么能够完成他自己的产业。
This is how he can obtain his inheritance.
我们叫死的能力是最大最大的。
We know that the power of death is great.
有人告诉我们呢，你到坟墓里面去。
Some people tell us when you go to a cemetery.
后来他们把棺材再挖出来以后。
When they dig out a coffin.
他们发现有的在棺材的旁边的都是手印。
You can see that on the side of the coffin are hand marks.
那么，因为这证明什么？证明呢，那个死的人活过来了。
It says that the person that died actually lived again.
所以他想冲破那个死亡。
And he wants to get away from this death.
结果他拼命冲不出去。
And he's trying to get out, but he can't.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这是死亡的能力。
Do you see that this is the power of death?
所以他怎么抓就是冲不出去。
He's trying to grab and feel, but he can't get out.
那中国人还是聪明一点的。
Chinese people are actually more intelligent.
所以你到过菲律宾就不一样了。
But when you get to the Philippines, it's different.
这个菲律宾有钱的人呐。
Those who are very rich in Philippines.
在他们的坟墓的地方啊。
In the cemeteries.
就放了一架电话。
You put a telephone.
所以啊，如果你真的忽然间醒过来的话
，So suddenly you wake up.
你打个电话就可以了。
You just have to use a telephone and call.
你冲不出去，有人把你搬出去。
You can't go out. Somebody else will dig you out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
但是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
复活的能力
the power of resurrection
能把我们冲出去
can make us get out of this.
所以在 Massachusetts 在麻省真的发生过这件事
So there was a true story in Massachusetts.
很稀奇一件事啊
Very interesting.
就在坟地那里啊
In the cemetery.
忽然间有一个很大的树长起来
There was a very big tree that grew out.
那么许多人都不明白这怎么回事
They did not know what happened.
他们没有想到
They did not know.
原来有一个人要死的时候
that before somebody was dying,
他不知道为什么,
he did not know why.
他手里抓着一个树枝,
he had grabbed a limb, a branch,
就是一个树枝,
just a branch.
然后他就死了,
and then he died.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and
sisters, 他没有想到,
he never thought,
就是这个树枝,
that this branch,
就冲破了死亡,
that it conquered death.
结果就变成一个大树,
and it became a tree.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
让我们记得,
let us remember,
如果今天神得着他荣耀的教会,
if God is to obtain his glorious church,
请我们记得,
let us remember,
那就是复活的能力在我们身上发动,
that is the power of resurrection operating in us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这样神就能够得着他的产业,
now God can obtain his inheritance.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为复活的过程,
because the process of resurrection,
就是倒转过来的过程,
is a process of reversal.
这个过程就是在基督里面同归于一,
that is to reunite all in one in Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
今天这件事就已经开始了,
now this thing today has already begun,
一直等到我们主回来的时候,
until our Lord returns.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹,
so we praise the Lord.
这是何等的能力,
this is a great power.
向着我们所显的能力是何等的浩大,
it is a great surpassing power.
但是不止如此,
not only that,
这个能力不只是复活的能力,
not only a power of resurrection.
你再读下去的话,
you continue to read,
你知道原来是升天的能力,
that this is ascending power,
ascension
power.
就是这个是 power of ascension, 是个升天的能力,
this is a power of ascension.
哦, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
If you see,
神怎么能够得着他的产业?
How can God obtain his inheritance?
一面是借着复活的能力,
on one hand is using the power of resurrection,
另一面是借着升天的能力,
the other one is to use the power of ascension.
这个能力大到一个地步,
this power is so great,
圣经告诉我们是远超过一,
the scripture tells us that far above all things,
他是高到不能够再高, 弟兄姊妹,
he is so far above that he can't go above anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个能力超过 NASA 今天所能产生的能力,
this power is greater than the greatest power of NASA today.
那为着年轻弟兄姊妹, 让我原谅我多说几句话,
forgive me for saying some more things for the young people.
为着你们能明白这段圣经,
so that you might understand this chapter.
那让我, 有一点, 让我有一点点的形容,
let me describe something for you.
你知道说这个 NASA, 这个美国太空总署啊,
you know that NASA,
他们把这个人送到月亮上去,
they sent man to the moon,
或者他们把太空船送到太空去,
and they sent the spaceships out into the space,
他们需要用很大的能力把他们送上去,
but to send them up, it needs a lot of power.
但是你知道这个能力和升天的能力来比较的话,
but this power compared to the power of ascension,
那根本算不得什么,
is nothing.
我稍微给大家一点点的尝试,
let me just give you some feeling for it.
你知道我们这个地球是很大是不是?
You know that our earth is very big.
那么我们知道有一个人坐船呢, 绕地球一周花了四个月,
and you know that one person went around the world once, it took him 4 months on a boat.
那么大概十几年前,
about a couple years ago,
有一个英国人,
there was an Englishman,
他从洛杉矶开始往东飞到伦敦, 然后绕地球一周,
and he went from Los Angeles to London flying, and he flew around the world once.
他大概用了44个小时,
he used about 44 hours.
他大概走了两万多英里,
he went over 20,000 miles.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 我们觉得这个地球真大,
and we feel that this earth is so big.
你看见你需要多少的能力让你能绕这个地球一周,
how much power you need to go around the world
once. 你能走这么远的路,
and you can go this far.
但是弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗?
But do you know?
这个光啊, 如果让它走一圈的话, 大概只要七分之一秒就可以了。
For light to go around the earth, it only takes 1/7 of a second.
所以我们如果想知道这个天到底有多高,
so if we want to know how high this the sky is,
弟兄姊妹, 完全看你天有多高, 你知道能力有多大。
To find out how high the sky is directly proportional to the power.
但现在如果我们要知道地离天有多高,
if we want to see the distance between earth and sky,
那神的创造告诉我们,
the creation tells us,
我们不是坐船从这里到哪里,
it is, does not, we don't go from one side to the other by boat,
我们也不是坐飞机从这里到哪里,
we don't go from one to another by plane.
在神所创造里面最快的就是光,
the fastest in God's creation is light.
所以假定我们用这个速度来旅行的话,
so if we are to use the speed of light to travel,
你要花十个小时才走完整个的太阳系,
you'll take 10 hours to travel the whole solar system.
然后你要花十万年才走完我们的银河系,
and only you'll take 100,000 years to be able to cross the whole galaxy.
你是不是已经达到天上了呢?
Have you reached the top of the sky?
还没有，那个天比这个更高。
No, there's more.
那么弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
现在还有一个我们隔壁的银河系。
And there's another galaxy beside us.
它离开我们有多远呢?
How far is it from us?
你如果走十万年才横跨我们的银河系。
If you've only to cross our solar system takes 100,000 years.
现在如果你要到另外一个银河系呢?
If you're going to the other galaxy.
你要走两百万年。
You will go,
two million
years to get to the other galaxy.
你才走到那个地方。
Then you will reach that galaxy.
那么是不是我们已经达到天上了呢?
And did we reach the limit?
没有的。
No.
你知道这个宇宙有多少个这样的银河系呢?
Do you know how many galaxies are in this world?
你只要算算我们的银河系有多少颗星。
You just have to count how many stars our galaxy has.
那有多少个星呢?
How many stars?
你们可以用手指头、脚趾头一起来算。
You can use your fingers and your toes to count.
有一千万万颗星。
There is over 100 billion stars.
你想想看。
Think about this.
现在神所创造的那个该像这么大的银河系有多少个呢?
And how many galaxies are there in this world?
有一千万万个。
There is
100 billion.
There's 100 billion galaxies in this world.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你用光要走多少时候才能走完这个宇宙?
Using the speed of light, how long will you take to cross this whole universe?
你知道 NASA 送出去的太空船呢?
You know that the space shuttle that's sent by NASA.
到现在还在我们的太阳系里面打转。
It still circulates orbits in our solar system.
还没有到边边，一根本就没有到边边。
It hasn't even reached the edge of our solar system.
所以你看苏联的太空人敢说没有神，胆子真大。
So you know that the Soviets, when they said that there is no God, they were very courageous.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗?
Do you see this?
今天当神的话告诉我们说,
when the scripture tells us,
这个升天的能力,
this power of ascension,
是远超过一切,
is far above all.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
那个意思就是说,
what does this mean?
那个能力不只让我们超过太阳系,
this power not only let us go beyond the solar system,
超过我们的银河系,
beyond the Milky Way,
也超过一千万万
It's beyond 100 billion galaxies.
远超过一切
Far above all.
你读以弗所第四章的时候
When you read Ephesians 4,
为什么基督要升上去呢
Why does the Lord need to ascend?
因为他要充满万有
Because he wants to fill all in all.
为什么充满万有呢
Why fill all in all?
因为当他升上去的时候
Because when he ascends,
就好像以约书亚在迦南地一样
Just like Joshua in the land of Canaan.
凡他脚掌所踩过的地方
Wherever the sole of his footstep,
神说我都赐给你做产业
God said, I will give to you as an inheritance
现在都是你的
Now it's all yours
他们把敌人赶走了都是他的
They drove out the enemies, it's all yours
所以当你读以弗所第四章的时候
So when you read Ephesians 4
当他升天的时候
When he ascended to heaven
他就掳掠了那掳掠的
He led a captive, a host of captives
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
今天早晨我们弟兄所说的
This morning our brother shared
那个散布在太空里面所有敌人的势力
All the evil power Saturated.
All the evil powers are saturated in the solar system.
你看我们的主都完全把它掳掠了。
And the Lord has, our God has taken them captive.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
凡我们的主脚掌所踩过的地方。
Wherever our Lord has stepped.
现在通通是他的。
It is all His.
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
他为什么升上去呢
？Why did He ascend?
因为他要充满万有。
Because He wants to fill all.
他升的越高。
The higher He ascends.
就充满的越多。
The more He fills.
一直等到他升。到父的面前
Until he ascends to the Father.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们读到启示录我们就明白了
When we read Revelation, we understand.
他真的升到神的宝座前的时候
When he ascends to the throne of the Father.
现在神就把宇宙的所有权转交给他
Now the Father gives him the whole title deed of the universe.
所以只有他配展开他所有的书卷
And only he is worthy to open that book, that scroll.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
Do you understand?
我们的主是这样来承受万有的。
Our Lord uses this to obtain the heir of all things.
现在这个升天的能力也在我们里面。
And now we have this power of ascension in us.
这个能力
And this power
结果要把我们带到荣耀的地位。
Will bring us to glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
圣经告诉我们说
The scripture tells us
万有都伏在他脚下。
All creation is at his feet.
使他为教会做万有之首。
So that the church will become
No, 第二十二节使他为教会做万有之首。二十二节，第七章，不是 chapter one。
Okay, and he puts all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church.
那现在圣灵把那个迦南如迦南指给我们看。
And now the Spirit shows us what is the Canaan of the Canaans.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
And it is it is being filled by the fullness of him who fills all in
all. 他怎样承受万有。
How he was the heir of all things.
他也得着荣耀的教会做他的产业。
And he has obtained the glorious church as his inheritance.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你看见我们的主是万王之王，万主之主。
Now you see our Lord is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
而教会居然是他的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是何等的荣耀。
This is glorious.
这就是荣耀的教会。
This is the glorious church.
我们的时间已经没有了。
We do not have any more time.
我再借两三分钟的时间。
Let me borrow two or three more minutes.
如果你看第三章的话。
If you see the third chapter.
你就看得很清楚。
You'll see very clearly.
第一章。
The first chapter.
给我们看见荣耀的教会。
That shows us the glorious church.
给我们看见神怎么最后得着他的产业。
How our Lord was going to obtain his inheritance.
到了第三章的时候。
In chapter 3.
保罗给我们看见。
Paul shows us.
那个大的能力。
That great power,
复活的能力,
power of resurrection,
升天的能力,
power of ascension,
就在我们里面,
is in us.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
Do you see this?
这一件事要实现在地上。
This is going to happen on earth.
我们今天都还在地上。
We are on earth today.
所以你读第三章第二十节的时候。
So when you read chapter 3 verse 20,
神能够照着运行在我们里面的大能大力。
According to the power that works within us,
充充足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想。
He is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think.
然后保罗在那里说,
Then Paul says,
但愿他在教会中得着荣耀。
To him be the glory in the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见教在什么地方？你看见荣耀呢？
Where do you see glory?
在教会里面。
In the church.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个教会是个荣耀的教会。
This church is a glorious church.
现在这个教会有一个什么使命呢？什么 mission 呢？
What is the mission of the church?
你看见这就第三章第十节。
And you see it in verse 10 of chapter 3.
为要借着教会。
That through the church,
使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
That the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities.
你看见现在神在教会的身上，人在教会的身上看见神的智慧。
So now men in the church can see God's wisdom.
这就是荣耀的教会。
This is the glorious church.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
下面接着说。
And it continues to say.
这就是神在基督里所定的旨意。
This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus.
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
什么叫旨意的奥秘呢？
What is the mystery of God's will?
一个在第一章。
One is in chapter 1.
一个在第三章。
One is in chapter 3.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
神在他自己里面所定的旨意。
God has purposed his own will in himself.
那就是基督。
That is Christ.
那么到底在神在基督里面所定的旨意是什么呢？
And what is the will in Christ?
那就是教会。
That is the church.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
到了第五章。
In chapter 5,
你看见宇宙有个极大的奥秘。
You see that there is a mystery throughout this universe.
极大的奥秘。
A great mystery in the universe.
圣经告诉我们说。
And the scripture tells us.
那就是基督与教会。
And that is Christ and the church.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
借着以弗所第一章。
That through Ephesians 1.
和第三章。
And 3.
给我们看见荣耀的教会。
That we might see the glorious church.
明天晚上。
Tomorrow.
我们还要继续来看。
We will continue.
特别我们要回到旧约。
We are going to go back to the Old Testament.
我们求圣灵借着旧约的一些图画。
May the Spirit use the pictures in the Old Testament.
给我们看见。
To show us.
神在过去的历史里面怎么做他的工作。
That in history how God worked.
将来要做到什么地步。
And what, until what he's going to work to.
最后神有没有成功。
And at the end will he be successful.
神有没有得着他所要得着的。
Will he gain what he wants to gain.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
他是得胜的主。
He is a victorious God.
万物的结局近了。
The end of all things is near.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
神就要完成他的工作。
God will finish his work.
新天新地就要出现。
The new heaven, new earth will manifest.
新耶路撒冷就要来到。
The new Jerusalem will arrive.
那就是神最后的那个成果。
And that is the fruits of God's last work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Sisters,
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
为什么我们的眼睛往前看？
Why do our eyes look forward?
感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
原因就是
the reason is,
我们失败了。
We have fallen.
太多太多的失败。
We have too many failures.
我们用我们的能力。
We try to use our own strength.
要完成天上的旨意。
We try to accomplish the heavenly will.
我们要用我们的办法来达到荣耀的教会。
We want to use our ways to reach the glorious church.
难怪我们一败涂地，失败再失败。
No wonder we have failure after failure.
但是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们的主永远不失败。
Our Lord never fails.
我们要看见。
We want to see.
有一天。
One day.
那是荣耀的一天要来到。
That glorious day will arrive.
这就是彼得后书所给我们看见。
And this is what 2 Peter shows us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
但愿主借着这些话来勉励我们。
May the Lord use these words to encourage us.
叫我们能够切切等候并且催促神的日子来到。
That we might be waiting for and hastening the coming of our Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.